We got a special guest on the Outdoor Show today from the Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Division. I got Darren Kramer, Northern Lake Michigan Unit Manager, on with us. And Darren, thanks for giving us some time. I appreciate it.
Oh, sure thing, Adam. I always appreciate talking to you and listening to some information on what's going on with fisheries these days.
Well, we're missing John Bauman, I'm not going to lie, one of your biologists that has moved on to bigger and better things, and I'm glad that you decided to come on the show with us today, because I want to kind of continue a conversation I started with John Bauman, which is about all these incredibly chock-full water tables and record high, or at least from my understanding, 100-year high levels on our Great Lakes right now. So let's just talk Lake Michigan. Obviously, that's what you're the unit manager for, Northern Lake Michigan. And specifically, maybe you could talk a little bit about Little Bay to Knock, how prolific the pike fishery has become, how you're seeing everything else kind of rebound, and why this water level is helping so much.
So that's a really good question, Adam. Yeah, as people know, you know, kind of 212 and, you know, 7 years earlier than that, Great Lakes levels, and especially Lake Michigan water levels, were very, very low. So people saw, you know, lots of bottom exposed out to the water line, brush growing in places, grass is growing, all sorts of those things. Well, you know, since we've had a lot of rain since 2014, all that is flooded now. So all that habitat is now available to fish. And so pike, you know, they spawn in those flooded marshy areas. So any place that, you know, a pike can get itself into that's got some submerged weed beds and that it's flooded, or grasses that are flooded, they can use that to spawn. And it certainly is the case in Little Bay to Knock and Big Bay to Knock that we've seen over the last, you know, 5-6 years now, is that pike population is becoming more abundant. So there's just more places for those fish to spawn. And hence, you know, those young fry are surviving because they have good habitat that's now flooded, that's good juvenile rearing habitat, and of course they're making it to larger adult sizes. All talking like with anglers and with a creel clerk, you know, they've noticed a lot of schools of minnows in some of these nearshore areas in that flooded vegetation. So, you know, that's more habitat for young fish, even like perch, things like that, and other forage species that are good for the predator fish that we like to catch, whether it's a walleye, it's a pike, or it's a smallmouth, things like that. So one other thing that these higher water levels are doing is, you know, flooding that brush and flooding those weeds, all that material, that's all going to eventually decompose, especially if it's going to get flooded out. And it can't take having flooded root systems, is that the, you know, material will all decompose eventually. That puts nutrients back into the water, which is good for things like growing plankton, which every small fish needs. So it's kind of the bottom of the food chain type thing. So we got multiple levels of things going on here. So it's actually, now, since I've been up here, I came here in about 2003 or so. I certainly saw the lowest of the lows, or very low, when we got, you know, 2010, 11, 12. And now I'm seeing, you know, just in a short period of years, Lake Michigan is, you know, almost at a record high right now. Not quite, but close.
We're talking with Darren Kramer, DNR North Lake Michigan Unit Manager for the Fisheries Division. And let's talk a little bit about the walleye for a moment. And do you see a direct correlation between these water levels? I mean, we talked about the forage fish. That's pretty obvious. But I guess I'm trying to get your take. Do you feel like the walleye fishery is definitely improving in Little Bay to Knock over the last few years as well?
Yeah, the spur fishery has rebounded a bit over the past couple of years, and I don't know if that's necessarily due to water levels or not. I mean, there's a lot of things that determine if a young walleye survives or not, especially when it is newly hatched out and it's a sac fry, where it's, you know, feeding on its own egg source, that yolk sac, and then it once it utilizes that, it needs to feed on other things like zooplankton. You know, spring weather has a lot of influence on survival of young walleyes. You know, water levels certainly can flood different or more areas for walleyes to spawn in if that rocky habitat is available. So that's certainly a good thing. Water levels could be in some places having an effect, especially if, you know, walleyes have areas where they can spawn in now that they didn't have before. But, you know, we did have lots of other areas, especially in Bay to Knock, that even at the lowest of the low water levels, they still had quite a few places to spawn. So I suspect it's mainly more due to, you know, we have just had just the right spring conditions that allows those young fish to survive. For instance, right now in Little Bay to Knock, especially this winter, we have anglers seem to be catching a lot of young walleyes that are, well, like 7-8 inches or so, those fish would have been fish that would have been born last spring. So, you know, there was conditions last spring were just right for those young fish to survive. And they made it through the summer. They came into winter in good shape with, you know, plenty of forage out there. They found those minnows that are in those shells. They were eating those and putting on some fat and some size. That's going to get them through winter, and that's going to give them a good head start going into spring to start, you know, put the feed bag on and, again, start feeding aggressively once the water warms up.
All right, Darren, well, I'd like to continue with you and segue into this high water and its effects on our streams that flow into northern Lake Michigan. So can we get a little more time from you for our next outdoor report?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime.
Northern Lake Michigan Unit Manager Darren Kramer from the Department of Natural Resources, and we'll continue with him, so stay tuned to the Outdoor Show.